Hey, bitches, we're back. Bet you weren't expecting me to introduce everyone. Well, guess what? I'm not in Africa anymore, and we're here for the hard opening of the Winx.
Hashtag hard opening.
No.
There's fighting and violence and hopelessness in the world, and you don't know where you can go. But I'm here to tell you that that isn't so. Here is a brand new show. Something inside and it makes you afraid. Then you will know what to do. Just challenge a guy to a game. Tiddlywinx. And you'll find that courage in you. Because there is nothing that's greater than Tiddlywinx Season 2 with strangers.
Ain't we lucky we got 'em, the Winx.
And how?
Welcome to Tiddlywinx with Strangers. As it is every fucking Friday, I'm your host, Jason Herb. With me tonight are my co-host, Billy the Beard.
Hey!
Who you heard. And the Condor, who did this week's theme.
Hello.
Thank you for joining the Winx, fools.
Yeah.
Well, I've been teasing the hard opening.
Hard! Yeah! Mama!
Because we had our Manic Monday Winx, okay?
I was not present. I was in Africa.
Well, how did that trip go for you, Billy?
You know, it was terrifying. There was lots of lions that I photographed.
Well, that's what you do. You photograph lions.
Well, I'm a professional photographer. But it was fun. It was scary. It was fun.
Well, you made your way back to Winx's studios.
I did, over here in sunny Burbank. That is
just in time for the premiere.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm here for. I had to come for the hard opening.
Exactly.
As opposed to the soft opening. You know the rest.
But, you know, the whole crew's here. Who the fuck knows where Barry is? You might not have a Barry in 2018. I might have to find another Barry to tell you stories in 2018.
Can you get a Brutus instead?
I'll find a Brutus if I can.
I'll take a Brutus.
I'm so forlorn that Barry's not here.
I think you need a new catchphrase, though, man.
What, would you flick?
Forlorn was so 2017.
Yeah, but things haven't changed, and I'm still super sad. Super sad with my life.
You know, I'm a little sad that we still haven't gotten a fucking email from our dedicated fans.
We get tons of emails.
I haven't got a fucking email from these guys.
I get premium subscription emails. I get emails telling me how good the Winx is.
I don't get shit. I think you fans don't really care about me.
They're always sending stuff. But, you know, I guess you want your fucking Winx, you got your fucking Winx. What the fuck am I supposed to do? I'm a slave. I have to do what you guys want me to do.
Hard open.
Unreal. So here it is. It's fucking Friday. You got your Winx. I'm going to put it up inside you. We're going to have a good time. Hashtag me too.
Hashtag hard open.
Gonna be a good Winx.
Bob! Go for him! Probably not, butthole!
Would you flick?
Flick!
So, talking about on the Winx, okay? Season 2 is going to be April 22nd. Couple problems. April 22nd is not a Friday. It's just an arbitrary date, okay?
Yeah.
And number two, I can't walk away from the Winx. I'm addicted like an addict.
Well, yeah. The Winx is
get him to rehab. He's an addict. He's addicted to lunch.
Wait, what number of podcast is this?
This is 24, I think.
So we need one more to reach
two more. Two
well,
more.
This one, and then
25 is average. 25 is average. 26 is exceptional.
Lifespan of a normal podcast, right?
That's what I read. Some kind of weird stat somewhere.
We're on the right
26
track.
Means we're like those guys in the club who are like, I'm above average.
Right. So we can do that.
We're definitely above average.
Because, listen, coming up Monday, unfortunately, you're working me too hard. I don't plan things ahead. But unfortunately, there's another holiday coming up.
Yeah,
It's it's a manic Martin Mundy.
We're not calling it Spooktacular though, right? Because otherwise our ratings are going to go down.
It's the King Cast Spooktacular.
I like it. The King Cast. It makes it sound like big like a bed.
That's right. Yeah. It's Martin Luther King Day. Mundy on the Winks. I think.
Are we even doing a show Monday, honestly?
Tune in Monday to find out if I'm telling the truth.
Yeah.
Regardless, next Friday will be a brand new Winks, no matter what happens on Monday. I got to acknowledge the holidays, or maybe I don't. People don't like the spooktaculars.
2018.
I don't get a lot of good ratings.
I think Martin Luther King Day is a good day to do something called a spooktacular.
Tell me your funniest King story on the Martin Manic Monday. I remember this one time, me and Martin. Well, I'll save it for the cast.
Yeah,
save it for the cast.
But tonight, on tonight's Winks, we're just going to be doing what we do best.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to be telling our stories of times when I was a younger man, when you guys were younger men. We're going to be talking about wacky times in our lives. Silly sparkle stars! I do it! Started off when I was a younger man. As most stories do. As most things occur to you. This is the story of the gal who called me Squirrel and the Laverschlager.
The Laverschlager.
What?
The year was 2004, 5. I don't know. You know, around my prime time.
Gotcha.
This is directly after I peaked. As the Winx knows, I peaked in 2001, so it's all downhill from here. And
you were not unlike Limp Bizkit.
No, I guess not.
Yeah.
Now, this is prime time. This is prime time JJ alcoholic.
In fits of rage, yeah.
Prime time JJ alcoholic hour, okay? I'm in it at this point. I'm drinking from sun up to sundown. It's a terrible situation. I should have died 5 times already.
Jesus Christ.
It's super depressing. But I still make time for Oktoberfest.
Everyone does.
Because did somebody say there's gonna be booze? I don't mind if I do. So, it was a South Philadelphia Oktoberfest, okay? We didn't go to Oktoberfest. It was just an excuse to drink.
Of course.
But one friend, Ian, went to Oktoberfest. You know, Ian, but he insisted on being called Ian.
Ian.
Yeah.
He's totally Ian.
Yeah.
Ian.
Oh my God.
So he was there. He was, again, he was a friend of a friend, just like Raph.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so you're going to try to make this happen, I guess. Bulger, it was Bulger. My friend Dan, Bulger. So he brought Ian around.
Ian.
Not only did Ian come around, Bulger ended up living with Ian for a while in South Philly. They were roommates. They really hit it off.
Oh, yeah.
He really wanted to make Ian happen. But guess who didn't like Ian? This guy didn't like Ian.
Why didn't you like Ian?
Yeah, what was Ian's deal?
I did. And Yuka liked Ian, too. I've mentioned Yuka on the cast.
Yeah.
And Conway liked him. I'm not sure how Alex felt about him. Alex, get on the Winks and tell me how you felt about Ian. And Ian, if you're listening, I'm sorry, dude. I was kind of a dick back in the day. I'm sober now.
That makes it better, I guess.
Right. So I think Ian... All right. Ian was a pretty cool guy.
Yeah.
All right. I don't really know exactly what was wrong with him. I will say this. He was obsessed with Germany and German brew.
Oh, he's so a dark beer guy.
Only drank German beer. He was obsessed with the country Germany. He'd been there many times. I'm not exactly sure why.
He's a neo-Nazi.
He was born in the wrong country. No, he wasn't a neo-Nazi. He was just a German trapped in an American's body.
Did he like techno music and stuff like that?
I'm not sure what kind of music he
totally
liked.
He totally did, because that's a German.
It's a good thing we don't know his porn proclivities, because I have a sneaky suspicion.
It's Oktoberfest. Now, it gets a little old because you're just sitting there and you're like, ha ha, oh man, that's funny. We sure are having a lot of fun. He's like, reminds me of Germany when blah, blah, blah. Like, oh.
Here we go again.
So Bratz and Lederhosen get this guy going, huh?
Yeah, I guess. And he's always talking about like different brews of beer he's got. He's like, this one is called whatever. And it's got like, you know, German shit on it. And he's like, oh, this is so smooth. What have you? All right. Fucking Ian. Jesus. So Ian shows up. The party was at Bolzer and Fee's apartment. And Ian shows up with this new girlfriend. And she's,
believe it or not, German.
Of course she is.
She's cool, straight up German, dude. Of course. He went to Germany, picked her out, flew her home.
Picked her out?
Picked out one he liked.
He's definitely shopping online for
her. Flew he home. Put her on the roof in South Philadelphia.
Wow.
Where young alcoholic Jason was up there partying and throwing cigarette butts off the roof.
Because I didn't learn my lesson. I started that fire.
And you're getting investigated again.
No, statute of limitations and shit. I didn't start the fire, but I was throwing cigarette butts off that roof.
Well, they got the guy who did it anyway, that scumbag.
I guess. Who knows what happened? So he comes up and he's like, oh, Herb, this is my girlfriend. Generic German name. I'm like, oh, what's up? Yeah, I can't remember.
Inga.
I can't remember what her name was. And she's like, hello, it's nice to meet you. Now, I was already pretty in the can because, you know, I was pre-gaming with a bottle of Old Crow. Old And then I got there and I was drinking all kinds of beers. And now I'm drinking all kinds of craft German beers that he's bringing and telling me how smooth they are. And I'm like, listen, I just need the booze.
I can't tell the difference in this.
Because I'll start getting the shakes and the DTs. And that's not fun. Oh, what a terrible monster I grew up to be.
You're lucky you're alive.
Oh, I really am. But that's
for a sadder cast.
If anybody has a sad cast and they want me to be a guest on it, I'll be a guest on it. Contact me at tillywinkswithstrangers@gmail.com. Tell you my story and more. So, she's up there. God, I can't remember. I'm in a blacked out haze. This is like over 10 years ago.
Did you say something offensive to this woman?
Well,
it's so bad that I think of her coming up dressed like the Swiss Miss. Like with like pigtails.
No.
Like she's wearing lederhosen. Like, how are you doing? Like, just...
She got like the fucking wood clogs on.
Nothing like that.
Nah, I know.
She did have a funny looking black fur coat though. What you wearing that coat for?
She's wearing a mink.
What you wearing that coat for?
What time of year was this again?
I don't know. October.
Oh, well, it could be chilly.
I guess. I mean, it's chilly up there on that roof. So anyway, they go back downstairs. A couple of my other friends come up to the roof. They're having cigarettes. They're like, oh, how's your night going, Herb? You having a good time? Having a good time. Getting drunk. Yep. Just completely pathetic. Just gone at that point, you know? And I'm like, what's up with Ian's girlfriend?
Calling him out.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, I don't know. She seems all right. I'm like, she seems like a fucking bitch. I can't have this. I'm trying to enjoy my Oktoberfest, and Ian's bringing strange girls around. What the fuck? Turn around. Ian's standing there.
Oh, shit.
Whoop, whoop, whoop. I heard everything that you said.
One of those, you know?
Yeah.
Give me one of those. Whoop, whoop, whoop. I heard everything that you said. You know what those are.
Yeah.
So, I think the girl is there, too. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, Ian. I'm a fucking alcoholic, you know. I'm probably gonna drink and fall off this roof anyway, dude. I'm a fucking dick. I have changed so much since last time you saw me. My life is in the shitter. And he's like, man, Herb, fuck you. So then he leaves, right? And the girl's still up there, and I'm like, what's going on with this?
You don't even recognize her. Like,
what's this?
And she's like, you can call me names if you want. I'm like, what? I didn't call you any names. And she's like, but at least I am not man who looks like squirrel. Wow. Boys, do I look like a squirrel?
I wouldn't say. Maybe.
Do I look like a squirrel?
At the time, you may have.
She said I looked... You look like Rocky Raccoon.
Rocky
you look like squirrel.
Oh,
You have teeth like squirrel. You act like squirrel. Like, whoa.
Wow.
Whoa, did she just put a German hex on me? What does she mean? And, like, Bulger's just cracking up. He's like, Herb looks like a squirrel. Herb looks like a squirrel. This fucking bitch. My man fucking and his stupid girlfriends. What the hell? Why isn't he just... God!
Just yelled that.
And, like, she's just all nice. She's like, hello, squirrel. Hello, little tiny squirrel.
She just went around the rest of the night.
No, he was there. He just stormed off the roof. Gotcha. He went, like, back downstairs.
She was just antagonizing into the living room.
Yeah, he was just pissed at me. We'll be okay, Ian. He knows we'll be okay. This is how you... Oh, look at this squirrel. Are you going to climb a tree?
I like the
cut of her. I kind of like this chicken.
Yeah, I like the cut of her chin.
I'm like, I don't even think I look like a squirrel. And they're all like, oh, Herb, you kind of look like a cartoon squirrel.
Yeah.
A little bit. I'm like, man, this is crazy. And she's like, I know this to be true. She's just sipping on her fucking beer and shit. So I'm like, man, I need another fucking cigarette. You get away from this cunt.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, what's wrong with me? This is what happens when a so forlorn guy gets a cast.
You,
I got excited.
So did on this rooftop.
Yeah.
Did you and Miss Von Trapp have any other encounters? Or did she just troll you that whole night? Oh, there's the squirrel. Look at him, that miserable squirrel.
She threw nuts at me.
No!
What, they just a bowl of acorns?
On the wings.
No, oh, look at him. His mouth is stuffed with nuts because he's gay.
If there was nuts around, she'd probably chuck him in. I had it coming. Whatever. I am a squirrel. All right?
He called her a bitch.
Yeah, man, he did.
Whatever. So I'm up on the roof smoking my chain smokes. Okay? And Dan comes up and he's like, you got to apologize to Ian, man. Like, you're a fucking drunk piece of shit. You're being an asshole tonight. I'm like, oh yeah, I gotta apologize to Ian. Why doesn't he go drink another fucking Lagerschlager or whatever the fuck it's called?
Lagerschlager.
And I turn around, and there he is.
Oh my god, he's the worst timing.
Whoop whoop. Heard everything that you say. He gave me one of those. He gave me the old, I heard everything. What's wrong with me? Oh, man.
You gotta look before you say shit, man.
So, like, tears just welled up in his eyes, and he ran back downstairs again.
Well,
and he's like, you know how Ian feels about his German beers, man. His babies.
So, he got more offended by the beers than his girlfriend.
What the fuck? This is
a pale ale lager slager. This is a great brew right here. I don't fucking care. Put it in my belly.
Oh,
get your fucking germ bits. Get out of here.
You turned into a
get
redneck.
Get going.
Redneck.
Trailer tread squirrel.
Yeah, trailer tread.
I sure fucked up that night, but I learned a valuable lesson.
Yeah?
Those who look like squirrels shouldn't throw bricks in glass houses.
Or acorns at German beers.
Sure. Oh, but that's God. The story of the German girl who called me squirrel and Lagerschlager.
Lagerschlager.
Let's go have another delicious Lagerschlager.
Did Ian ever talk to you again?
Here's the thing, William.
Ian's dead.
I previewed this story to Kevin before. The last line is what'll get you.
Alright, listen.
Cut to 10 years later. Ian moved to Germany and is a German beer brewer.
No, he's not!
He's yeah. living the dream.
No, he's
living the dream.
He did it, dude. Yeah. I'm kind of envious.
Did
because
he go with Helga?
He had a straight passion his whole life and just stayed on that course and followed it all the way to Germany.
God bless Ian.
I wish I could be as passionate about something like that, but I'm not. I'm just aimless, which is why I do the wings.
Good for him.
Because I failed in life. And he clearly won.
I just laughed because Ian is like how like Ren from Ren and Stimpy would pronounce the name Ian.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Ian!
Yeah. But,
oh god.
Those two kids later got married. What? He married the squirrel collarer?
Really?
He married the squirrel collarer. She wow. called me a squirrel and he married her.
So do they have.
And now he brews Lagerschlager for a living.
It has little German kids.
They have one boy, Ian Jr. He's a delight.
Ian.
Oh, God. It's the pretentiousness of the name really makes you want to hate him, like, without even knowing him.
Maybe if they
well, that's how you say it in Europe, I guess.
No, it's not. That's just the guy.
These are the things he tells himself.
No, those are the guys named Chris who go by Topher. That's what it is. It's fucking pretentious. If there's any Tophers listening, fuck you.
No, don't fuck a Topher.
No, Christopher's a cool Topher. Fuck you.
Okay. But,
nobody's named Topher. Gopher with a T.
Those two kids got married. And I officiated.
That's right, because you're a universal minister.
Yeah, but I didn't officiate. I'm pretty sure I'm not welcome in either of their lives.
Probably not, but...
But man, I got a funny twist of fate that I can tell you on the Winx.
The Winx knows, child.
When I did finally clean up my act and went to rehab... One of Ian's relatives was in there with me. What? But we don't want to break confidentiality now, okay?
Of course not.
Which family member it was, but how ironic. One too many Lavashloggers, huh, Mrs. Ian? You are where I am now. Suffering. And Winx? You know, as the Winx goes deeper and deeper into season two, as we're doing, I'm running out of stories, you know? But I got stories, don't worry. I got stories for...
We got stories 9 days a week.
For like 5 seasons. Even if it means I gotta dive deep into the terrible vault.
You know, this last story when you mentioned squirrels, I'm sure listeners will remember a few weeks ago I did some stories about a guy I knew named Squirrel.
Squirrel, yeah. He's a Winx champion.
Yeah, he's a sad human being. And I have probably the worst, saddest story that'll make you pity the squirrel.
We're talking squirrels on Test Blake's Winx.
So one day, Squirrel, who's rather white trashy...
As we've established.
...is at a bus stop. He's got a new pair of glasses that he's showing off to everybody. Look at my glasses, guys! And they're all, like, fucking shiny and new. He looks... We're like, oh, you look very bookish, Squirrel. You're looking good. And he's like, fuck yeah, I do. And we used to, like, dare him to do stuff because it was funny.
The better to hunt your cats with!
We dared him to flip off this old lady driving by. He did it. We're like, oh, Squirrel! Then we're like, yo, pick a fight with Mark over there. And Mark was like 3 years younger than us. Squirrel goes over to him and pulls a fucking knife.
Oh, what? Oh,
so God. Squirrel pulls a knife on Mark. We're like, whoa! It jumped out.
Typical.
It got kind of like crazy. Shit. Mark is like, oh, this, what the fuck, Squirrel? Like, why are you pulling? Like, why do you have this going to school? Squirrel's like, and you want to fight? You want to fight? And he's doing the thing like the Beat It video with the fucking knife. He's like pointing at him.
He's hanging him on.
So Mark fucking slaps it. The knife goes into the road. Squirrel's like, fuck you, Mark! He takes off his backpack and swings it like a fucking hammer. Well, Mark just steps back. So Squirrel does a full 360 rotation. His glasses fly off into the road, and somebody fucking ran him over.
Oh my God, sequence.
This truck comes by and just fucking nails him. Just like, it was like something out of a fucking movie. It was so great.
What a series of events.
Oh God, and he just goes, my dad's gonna beat me.
Is this where Squirrel's angst comes from?
I think his
father?
His father was gonna beat him.
Chipping away at the layers of the squirrel.
Oh, dude, the squirrel was so sad. And we just like watched him. He's like, we're like, you come into school, Squirrel? And he just sulked away, like, nah, he had like the broken glass frames in his hand, and he was just like sulking his way back home.
Holy shit, poor Squirrel.
Well, I don't know why he pulled the fucking knife on him. This all could have been averted if he just went over there and was like, hey, you want to fight, Mark, you pussy? Like, if he just did like a normal.
This has been established. This is how Squirrel operates.
He jumps to 10. Like, it's always 10.
He wouldn't be Squirrel if he didn't do things like
this. No, it's fucking crazy. That was the first time I ever saw somebody draw a knife. Not the last, mind you, but the first.
It was a legitimate knife fight that was going to settle this. And I feel bad when it gets to the point where I got to pull the old alcoholic stories out. because those aren't my proudest moments, man.
No,
but I gotta leave it on the wings.
They're good stories.
No, he does everything.
Yeah, and you know, I gotta remind myself of what a dick I was, so I'll never go back there.
There's a sense of catharsis about it, right?
Yeah, you gotta leave it on the wings, child.
No, baby.
That's what you gotta do.
Why? What?
Why we get so happy? What are we doing?
Ain't we lucky we got him?
Hanging with the Jason.
The wings.
Pulling on the beard.
The wings.
Scratching and surviving.
The wings.
Every fucking Friday.
The wings.
It's a good time.
But, you know, whatever. It's just something we're doing. So, I mean, you guys obviously can control your liquor.
Well, at times.
I'm a three-beer queer, but for the most part.
We're not addicts, if that's what you mean.
Right, well, you know, whatever. It's just the point is, like, have you ever done anything that you regret under the influence?
Oh my god, oh, yes.
Have you been a monster like I have?
Yes.
Tell the witch chat.
There's been times where I don't remember how I drove home. Driving under the influence, that's the biggest thing that I regret. Every time I don't drive home often, but I've done it, and I'm like, why did I do this? It's like, it's instant regret.
Right.
Like, I made it safe, but still.
I hear you, man.
There's one time where stuff...
Tell me a story of who called you squirrel on the witch.
Send those emails in. Any of you squirrels, woodchucks, ferrets, marmots among us.
This is a terrible time in your life you regret.
There's one story I will tell next week.
Oh,
I I'm promising right now, because I have to get all of the facts straight on it. It's probably my least proud moment as a human.
Oh, man.
I've never felt so...
He's giving us the tip, guys. I felt
idiotic, I felt disgusted afterwards, and ashamed.
This is how I felt when I got arrested.
I want to hear this.
I will share the story. Like I said, I need to...
He needs a week to prep.
I need to prep and process all of the information. And to also see if there's any things I want to edit out and to share.
This
will be the time that the Condor was his most inebriated, offensive, and just childlike. I'll be happy to share that next week. So this is Sweeps Week. We're getting ratings. Next week, join us on the wings for a very special episode.
That's after Martin Mondays.
it's not the Monday. It's for the Friday.
It's for the Friday. It's for the main event. This ain't no undercard shit. No. This is Pacquiao Mayweather.
No, yeah. This is leading off the wings next week.
Well, I guess I'm going to find something up in my brain to lay on the wings.
Well,
soon.
You lay it on tonight.
Lay it on tonight.
I don't got anything right now. I got to think about this.
We got dick.
Exactly. I got a dick. Hello, Wings. I got a story. I just thought about it. And this kind of might go with a fear in a way. So when I was a younger man, a child, I was like 7, my town that I grew up in, we had a town-wide yard sale every summer.
Right.
And my dad gave me some of his old fishing poles and stuff to sell, you know. Well, yeah, sell them for like $1 each, make yourself $5 or whatever. I'm like, oh, sweet, this is awesome.
It was a simpler time in America.
And this guy comes up and he's like pointing at him and I'm trying to talk to him and I don't realize at first that he's got like a scarf on in the summertime.
Okay.
He pulls out this little box and puts it to his throat, and he sounds like a robot. He's like, how much for the fishing poles?
Oh, God.
And I'm losing my shit, so I run inside to tell my dad.
You can't laugh at this guy.
No, I was terrified of this dude.
You were scared?
I was scared shitless when I was a kid. So I ran inside. My dad, you know, he came out, helped me sell the fishing poles to the dude. Then my dad told me about it, and he told me what was up with it. I'm like, all right. And little Billy was a little afraid this time.
Right.
Flash forward now, the Winx knows I worked in retail.
Winx knows, child.
I was working in the produce department of the retail store I was at, and this guy comes over. Can you help me with some apples? And I had instant, like, PTSD, and I freaked the fuck out.
Same dude? Was that the town throat cancer guy?
No, I freaked the fuck out, and I just look at him, and I just freeze up, and I'm like, yeah, I'll help you with the apples, and I just go into the back room and hide the rest of my shit.
Oh, man.
I couldn't do it, man. I couldn't talk to the dude.
You didn't talk to him?
No, I just walked away.
Oh,
I couldn't talk to the dude with the hole in his throat. It's freaking me out.
It's not like he asked for this.
I'm sorry, people that have cancer in the throat and they're dying. I can't help it. I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
I was terrified, dude. Even as an adult, when I saw it, I was like, nope, get the fuck out. Nope.
I had a similar... I may have told this story on the work episode. I don't think I did, though.
Talked about diarrhea in a gym bag.
We keep the classic.
And the Muslim guy who thought you were a gym.
Oh my god, dude, that guy was a dick.
There was one time, it was Christmas time, there was two of us working the electronics counter at the retail store I worked in. And a guy comes in, just like Billy said.
Yeah.
And he's, you know, looking around and that. We're like, can we help you? He just shakes his head. Or
they don't talk much.
No, he doesn't talk. So he comes up, and he goes up to the register. We're scanning his stuff. And we're like, oh, this guy's deaf. So we turn the screen to show him the total price of what he owes. And all of a sudden, like, fucking Quick Draw McGraw, he pulls up, I'm not deaf, I just can't talk.
Deeply offended.
He just fucking pulled it out. And we're like, dude, it's 14, you know, whatever we told him. He's like, thank you very much. I'm sorry, people are usually used to this.
Dude, they're not. It's
fucking voice box guys getting the chips on their shoulder.
Well, he actually wrote a stern letter to corporate about us because he didn't think we were polite. We didn't know what to do.
All he did was show him the fucking screen.
He should just walk in and
say, I just showed him a fucking screen.
As soon as that, it was a high pitch. As soon as you walk in with one of those things, you just pull them out. You go, "Hello, please don't. I don't want to alarm you. This is my voice box. This is how I talk."
They should
like you don't fucking pull that out on somebody.
It's terrifying.
I'm sorry.
Anyway. It's all right.
I got another one actually.
Yeah.
This again with my fears of spiders.
Oh, we know about the fears of spiders.
I was working same retail place. I was the manager of my produce department, so we had a shipment in. We had some bananas.
I like nanners.
Not this batch of bananas that had a giant banana spider in it.
Oh, Christ.
Thing was the size of my hand.
Heard on the fucking bananas, about dude. This.
It was the most terrifying thing I've seen. It was dead.
It came straight from Brazil.
Dude, it was in the bananas.
Oh, man.
Have you... Winx, if you've ever seen a fucking banana spider, Google it.
I haven't.
Google it.
Like, I've heard of them. I've seen pictures.
Dude, it was terrifying.
You hear these horrible stories of, like, someone in a grocery store or somewhere.
It was dead, thankfully, but...
Bless me. But,
scary.
We threw
those bananas straight in the garbage.
Yeah, you have to. You can eat one or two, though.
Nope.
Yeah, they'll be all right. They didn't lay any eggs in them. No.
They went into the compactor and it was crushed multiple times.
Hey, brother.
If you see a banana spider on bananas at a grocery store, retail store, or any mom and pop joint, take a picture of it and send it to Snapchat Winx Nose, baby.
Don't do it.
Why?
Don't fucking do it.
Why?
I'm deleting the Snapchat.
Show us your best banana spider on the Winx. One Jeff Flack. Well, Billy, I could tell one last story on the Winx, as is Winx tradition.
Let's hear it.
Well, next week, as Kevin gave the tip of his story, teased it with the tip, I will tease with my tip.
give me your tip, Jay.
All right. Let's let you carry away. Next week, I'm going to talk about my current neighbor. There's some crazy stories going on with him. But right now, I want to take it back to when I was a much younger man, when I was 9, and the neighbor I had then. This, Billy, is the story of Big Bad Jim Reeves. Well, I'll tell you about that Jim Reeves when he came into town. He sure fucked things up. It's the Big Bad Jimbo Reeves. All right, well, you know, it's just a little weird. That's
well,
all
right. Lay it on me. The Winx Nose Child.
I was 9 years old. I lived next to this guy since the day I was born.
Oh, shit. So you grew up next to this weirdo.
Yeah. And he had a son about my age, maybe a little younger. I can't remember. And me and the son became friends and everything.
That's how it happens. Neighbors always become friends.
But my mom hated me going over there. She didn't like this kid. She thought he was a bad influence on me. And she didn't like Big Bad Jim Reeves, his father.
So she already didn't like the family.
Right. She blamed Jimbo for fucking up the son and the son fucking up me. It's a vicious cycle.
Oh, yeah. That's how it always happens.
You don't go play with that boy no more. But, of course, I did.
Well, yeah. You're a kid. He's my friend.
He's
my age. He's the only other boy around. I'm going. See you later.
He's my friend. So, Big Bad Jim Reeves
I didn't know it at the time. I started to realize at the time, but I don't have a full grasp on it until now. The kid would always tell me, yo, my dad is best friends with Hulk Hogan. I'm like, what? No, he's not. He's definitely not best friends with Hulk Hogan. And he's like, yeah, he is, man. They're awesome. They're awesome together. I'm like, this is stupid. This is fucking stupid. So he like goes inside and brings out this framed picture of his dad, Big Bad Jim Reeves, and Hulk Hogan. And they got their arms around each other. And they're in like the brother pose. Oh, brother! I got the pythons flexed and everything.
So you're like, whoa!
And I'm like, wait, he really knows Hulk Hogan? He knows who he is!
Just losing your shit.
But,
pictures, it's proof. Boom, right. Done.
So apparently, like, he didn't really know Hulk Hogan.
Well, obviously. But your 9-year-old self didn't know that.
He met him at this event one time.
And much like the beautiful Fleetwood Mac song, I've been afraid of changing because I built my life around you.
He built his life around Hulk Hogan.
He did it!
Oh my god, no, he did it!
Yes, he did it!
What the fuck?
Big Bang Jim Reeves! He didn't build it around... He didn't build it around wrestler Hulk Hogan. He built it around... He built it around... Oh, man, you probably don't remember, Billy, because I barely remember. But, like, 1993, 1994, somewhere around there, you can Google it.
I highly suggest you Google or YouTube it.
I'm going to Google it.
It's Hulk Hogan had a television show. It's called Thunder Paradise. And it was pretty much Hulk Hogan playing Hulk Hogan, playing a guy who solves crimes down in Miami. And he had like a partner and shit, and they used to ride this boat, like Tropic Thunder boat or something like that it was called.
Oh, here's the TV
it was like some
show.
Badass boat. And they would ride around like the harbor in Miami Bay and like solve fucking crimes and shit.
Oh my god, I found it.
He
it's
wanted,
a thing.
He
oh
wanted to be
god.
He wanted to be that Hulk Hogan.
What the fuck?
Who the fuck wants to be that Hulk Hogan?
This is the thing.
So he started like saving up. He was gonna move to Miami and become Hulk Hogan. Alright?
Oh my god.
And he was gonna get a boat, like a, I think they were like cigarette boats they called them back then. He's gonna get a cigarette boat like Hulk Hogan and like wax it every day and ride it around the harbor. And, like, this is the shit he would talk about. This is crazy. And like, I'd seen some of those episodes because I was like a kid, you know. It was on like the WB, whatever, before it was the WB. And like, this guy's crazy. And like, he actually like got a boat in suburban Philadelphia.
This guy bought the...
where there's no water.
He just sit on the boat
and
out
he
back.
Just kept it in his double car garage, just waxing it all the time, dreaming about moving to Florida. Let me tell you about the Big Bad Jim Reeves waxing his boat in front of Murray. But you know,
yo,
he grew the handlebar.
No,
mustache.
He didn't. No, he didn't.
He had the handlebar mustache just like his idol, the brother.
Oh my god, this guy's a fucking lunatic.
Dude, it was ridiculous. So then you got that aspect of it. But then on top of that,
you got the childish games.
Well, see these girls from the Scuttlebutt, wow, this guy that sold jewelry from his boat. Kind of like a Tupperware party, except with expensive jewelry.
And he has them on the boat where they can't get away.
You got the picture. He went out and he picked them and their boyfriends up on the beach. They went out and got real drunk. Then he brought out the diamond rings, the gold watches, and he brought out the cash.
He ripped them off?
No. Everybody got ripped off.
So not only does this guy have this, what is it, Thunder in Paradise? Thunder in Paradise era Hulk. He only likes Thunder in Paradise era Hulk Hogan.
He only watches.
I know. So not only does he have this going on, but he's also one of these guys who like knows how to do everything, and you don't.
Oh,
you know,
he's a topper.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, I remember like riding the bike or something, and you'd do like tricks and stuff when you were a kid.
Where
you like stand on one side of the pedals, you know?
Oh, I see.
Or you like put your feet up on the handlebars and show off and shit like that. So like, me and his son were out on the street playing, doing this, and he's like, oh, "This is how you ride the bike. This is how you ride the bike."
He's on the kid's bike?
Yeah. And then he's trying to do tricks and stuff. And, you know, that's not how you throw a football. This is how you throw a football. He, all right, Big Bad.
I'm a topper.
Big Bad Jim Reeves. Jesus Christ. So one day, he thought that for Halloween, he would dress as one of those guys who look like a scarecrow, but it's really a dude.
Oh, okay.
So he, like, got himself all dressed up, sat on the front porch.
Done that.
Yeah, put stuff around him. And
stuff so you look fake, yeah.
It was kind of cool because for, like, a month before Halloween, he had this scarecrow out on the porch. He dressed as the scarecrow he already planted.
That's smart, actually.
Yeah, it was pretty good for Big Bad Jim Reeves. But being so young, I walked right into his trap.
He me too'd you.
He got up. He chased me through the yard. He grabbed me.
He me too'd you! He did! Oh my God!
Nah, man. He knew it was me. And he just like was like screaming like a monster. And I was bawling my eyes. What the fuck? How is this real? Monsters aren't real! And he like took the mask off and like showed me it was him and stuff. And he's like, that's how you scare people. Fucking brother over here. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, hey, brother, how you scare a kid.
So he got a big kick out of the fact that he scared me and shit.
Jesus Christ.
So he tried to do it like after Halloween. This was like his thing. Oh, your little friend Jason's over. I'm going to roll that mask down the steps so he doesn't see it. I'm going to put it on.
What a dick.
What the fuck? So he's always trying to get me. Just a douche. And we had like a little like car that we would drive, like a little pedal car. Not like a Power Wheels, but like.
Yeah, it looked like a little bike on it.
Yeah, yeah. And we were riding that around just being, oh, we're awesome. Look at our car. And we would like wax it and shit. And that's not how you wax it. Let me show you how to wax it. Oh my God. He's been watching too much Thunder Paradise again.
I wax my phone every day, brother.
Jesus Christ. Leave us alone. And the kicker was. He finally moved to Florida.
Holy fuck. He got his dream.
All the people in my stories tonight had their dreams come true. Except for me. Well, I knew it. I got the wings. But yeah, he made it to Florida. I don't know if he's solving crimes. The whole family moved down there. My mom was relieved because she didn't like the influence they had on me. Also, may or may not have been affiliated with the Philadelphia mob. Big Bad Jim Reeves.
Wait, what?
He wasn't in it, but I'm pretty sure he had ties to it and may have done jobs for them.
That's why he wanted to get out.
Yeah, it probably goes deeper than I know. But this story is from the mind of a child. If I knew Big Bad Jim Reeves as an adult, it might be different, you know? So I found all these things out. Like, my dad was telling me, yeah, I think he was, like, tied to the mob or something.
This motherfucker might be like, hey, you wanna buy some stuff?
What the fuck? And that would explain the day of the sleeping bag beating.
What? Wait, what?
All right, the last part of the story, the last puzzle of this guy, I guess, is that him and his wife, the kid's mom, Brian was his name, they used to threaten him all the time with a wooden spoon in the kitchen. When he would, like, misbehave. He'd be like, I'm going to get that spoon again.
Joe, my mom used to beat me with flip-flop when I did something wrong. She'd take her flip-flop off and just whip it across the kitchen.
Oh, shit. So, they were always like, you better watch out. I'm going to get the spoon. So, the one time I was, like, sleeping over there or something. And I guess we were being too loud or something. Big Bad Jim Reeves comes down. He's like, that's it, boy. You're getting the spoon. So not only does he get the spoon, he zips his kid up in the sleeping bag. And now he's just wailing him in the sleeping bag with the spoon.
Dude, what the fuck?
Clubbing him like a seal. And I'm like, whoa, what's going on?
I need to go home.
And he's like, Dad, stop. I'll behave. Dad, stop. And he's just like, no way. You're getting it now.
Holy fuck.
And he just like wailed on him with the spoon.
He's beating the kid with a wooden spoon.
And like... He's like, he left, and then he's like, my dad does that sometimes. I'm like, that's because he wants to be like Hulk Hogan, I guess. I don't know. But things turned around once Big Bad Jim Reeves left town again. When that man came around.
Poor kid.
And you are go for cocky. What's a flick? Well, we sure had a lot of fun here tonight on the Winks, as we usually do, I guess. I don't know. I guess a
winx is a winx. I'm Scott, you child. We're officially in the shit now. Season 2. Season 2 is going to run until June 1st. So, you know, get your winks in. Enjoy them. Live them. Love them. Winks. Life. Always. Love. Winks. Oh! And then Season 3 premieres... Whatever. Listen to your winks, all right? Overcast. Google Play. Apple Podcasts. Pocket... Castbox.fm, Podchaser, Pocket Casts, wherever you listen to Winks, wherever you listen to Casts, Winks will be there. I gotta stop. I did not bring my A game. I'm sorry, Winks. I'm having a lot of trouble focusing. Yeah, you know. Probably because of the lack of Winks in my life. But you're gonna wanna join us Monday. January 16th, we'll say, for Martin Mundy's The King Cast. It's a very special Manic Monday Winks. Another holiday spooktacular. And then you'll want to join us next Friday for a regularly scheduled Winks. It will be presented much more coherent. Thank you very much for listening to this week's Wings. I really appreciate anyone who takes the time to listen to the podcast. This is my stories. This is our stories. This is our life. This is our to the Wings with strangers. Oh, man. What am I doing with my life? You'll be out of danger. A fucking tiddlywinks with strangers. Would you flick? Would you flick? Ain't we lucky we got 'em? The way.